Toby good to go for...
Come on, Sarah. They're all good to go. Maybe. Get a bad back. Kenny's on the IR.
Paul, what's it like? You've had a week just to get ready for this thing now that it's finally here. The maybe comparisons of starting at home, being on the road here tonight for round two.
It's different. It's for a group that had a bunch of players not having any playoff experience. Being able to go into Minnesota and get that out of the way, that idea of the first game on the road, real loud building in Minnesota, we expect the same. So there's not the same kind of newness for our guys, but certainly there's been the excitement all week that I'm sure both teams have felt. And then after about the third practice, they had enough practice and wanted to get going. So I'm sure both teams really looking forward to a puck drop.
Sherratt were to play tonight, what could, style-wise, I mean, just what could he
add to your board? Well, Joe Morrow and Ben Sherratt played really important roles for us this year. Different style of player, but both equally effective. Moved the puck simply. Joe's created some offense for us, and Ben's been a real important penalty killer and a good physical player on the walls.
Well, how do you think your players handled being away from game action for a week?
Yeah, I think well, but I'm sure Pete DeBoer felt the same way, right? You always worry about those things. The time on ice, the intensity level was good, but that's been the way we've practiced all year. So there wasn't a departure because it was round two. Nothing changed for us, right down to the drills, right? We ran a couple of different things on different schemes, and other than that, the drills were the same, the length was the same. The profanity was the same, and nothing changed for us. So we wanted to keep that, that routine that we've talked about so much all year. It was important that we stayed with that structure.
Well, what did you take from your regular season series, if at all, given how entertaining those games were?
Yeah.
Other than for you, maybe.
No, you know what? It's interesting. When you're cutting video after games, there's some nights that you've got, 60 or 70 edits, which is a low number. Right, you can blast through 3 or 4 minutes and nothing really happens, and the opposite was true in all our games. I mean, there was something going on every 30 seconds. You were cutting a piece or looking at something or grabbing the overhead to find out what happened. I think both teams have the same mindset when they're very aggressive, very confident with what they can do with the puck. Not an over amount of risk, just an awful lot of speed and determination with what they do. So it's a 60-minute game, you're getting 60 minutes worth. There's something going on just about every time the puck drops, every check gets finished. It's exciting behind the bench. You spend a lot more time looking at the floor, checking out what just happened on that play, because there's some creativity, especially in tight areas with both groups, but lots of action, right? That's the simpler way of answering that. Was there's something going on all the time.
Well, how were you with Pete last night after the game?
No, oh God, no, no, no. It was a kind text sent to each one of us before we start. You're talking about Pete DeBoer, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, you wouldn't call Pete after a game like that.
How important is it to have a four-line game for your group?
Well, not so much maybe the depth, but the intensity level of every shift. Maybe you have to get four lines off the bench, right? It's just too hard, too fast, too physical of games to run a three-line rotation.
Well, how much will the Buildings be a seventh man for both you and Nashville? Your building and Nashville's building are two of the wildest places in the NHL.
Right, and there's the trade-off. I think they're valuable. There's an impact that they have. You feel it. Minnesota's a wild building, too. There you go. That was fairly obvious. You have a tendency to not think you're playing quite as well, right? That shot that's a foot away from the post or off the post, you don't get the same kind of feedback. And certainly when the other team crosses the line, you think everything is wrong because the crowd's going crazy. So there is a huge benefit to it, an impact. The longer that you can go on a playoff run, the more comfortable you are with not being able to control the crowd noise, and you have an understanding of just what happens on the ice is important.
Well, you coached in Carolina, it's Southern Sun Belt sort of market. Your team comes from Atlanta, where it just never kind of worked. And then there's this franchise here in Nashville that really has worked. Yeah. How did hockey turn out here, where it maybe still working on it in other similar markets?
I think the difference between maybe Carolina and Nashville is Nashville built almost in a straight line, maybe a flatter line, but a straight line to put a very good team on the ice kind of year after year, right? And when we first came here, we were talking about there was nothing here, right? There was the rink and then like a parking lot that went for miles, and now this place has just exploded kind of around the team. I still feel that there is a really passionate market in Carolina. You talk to the players that were in the Game 7 Stanley Cup Final, and for me, Game 3, which was Game 1 in Carolina in the 0-2 Final, the ref is you know, 3 feet off the bench before the game starts talking to me, and I can't hear a word he's saying, and we just kind of laugh at each other. There's a passionate base in the Southern markets. They love hockey, and they come to games to get a workout, right? They come to be involved in the game. But I felt that in Carolina. Carolina just, you know, we went to the finals, missed the playoffs, won the cup, missed the playoffs, went to the conference finals, missed the playoffs. They could never get the traction year after year.
Well, would Connor Hellebuck do any different in warm-up tonight, having not skated yesterday and then again this morning? That's not
sure
quite
that
a normal
facts
routine.
Would be right on.
Did he skate yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I was there. The stands were empty. What happened? You guys were all flying. You guys got a day early here, didn't you? Why wouldn't you?
We were invited yesterday.
All right. I stay as far away. I don't look at the goaltenders in practice. I certainly keep my back to him in the morning skate. I'm not even sure when he comes and when he goes.
Can you tell us who your backup is tonight?
Come on.
Steve Mason.
It's just a slippery slope, my friend.